On this episode, we are talking with The Broke Agent and Byron Lazine about content. What is the best way to use hashtags on Instagram, if at all? Are hashtags actually hurting you if you use them? We talk about that. What is working best on which platform? And also, we're talking about their new Broke Agent Media company. There is a new source of information, new source of training, new source of news for real estate agents that actually has video, that's actually like keeping up with where we're at in 2022. So we're going to talk a little about Broke Agent Media and what you can expect from them. But this is one well-rounded episode. And if you're a content creator, you're going to love it. If you're not, you're going to love it. If you are sick of Inman and Housing Wire and you know you just think it's getting stale out there as far as news, you're going to love this too.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 231 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and today we have The Broke Agent and Byron Lazine on the show at the same time, and we might break some shit because this is the first time I've ever had two guests on at the same time, and you'll be able to tell pretty quickly that I didn't think things through as far as asking questions. I would just ask them, and I'm like, oh shit, they're both going to try to answer at the same time. That didn't happen nearly as much. They actually... We did a pretty good job there. We figured it out along the way. But this is the first double guest episode. And I love it because they really brought some really good shit. They're here today to talk about a few things. First off, obviously, Byron and The Broke Agent crush it on Instagram, crush it on TikTok, and are content creator extraordinaires. And they figured out all the best practices. So you have a ton to learn from them today. We talk about specifically, is it hurting you to use hashtags? Is it actually, is your content performing worse if you're using hashtags on Instagram and TikTok? Very interesting perspective and conversation from them. I will say this, a little disclaimer, you need to test it out yourself. Don't just take what they say and think, okay, that's good. I don't need to test it. You do need to test it. They have larger accounts, larger followings, and it's not exactly the same as a smaller account. So think about what they're saying and try it out for yourself. That's what I'm doing right now. I did some posts earlier today where I did no hashtags at all. And the jury is still out on that. And I have done it before, didn't perform nearly as well as the posts with hashtags. So it's just interesting to hear what they're seeing and what they're hearing, what they're recommending. But you do need to test, okay, to see what's working best for you. But test more than one post. You can't just post once and be like, oh, it didn't work. That's rookie shit. That's a rookie move. We also talked to these guys about the brand new Broke Agent Media that's only about a month and a half old. It launched in late April or mid-April. I'm honored to be a contributor to Broke Agent Media. I wrote an article for them and plan on doing a lot more for them moving forward. But I'm excited about Broke Agent Media because this industry has been craving a new source of news, a new source of education, a new source of perspectives and opinions on what's happening in the world and what's happening in the industry, what's happening in real estate and our day-to-day of being realtors. They do such a great job of bringing content in ways that we expect it to be brought to us and not just the written word, not just an article. I don't read articles that much anymore, but I certainly watch videos and these guys are producing videos at a very high level. So, you're going to be if you haven't checked out Broke Agent Media's website or their social, you need to, but first listen to the backstory because you're going to realize, holy shit, this is about to be so much more than what we even think it is. So excited to have The Broke Agent, Eric Simon, and Byron Lazine on the show today. So let's get into it right now. We've got some shit to talk about. So let's jump into it with The Broke Agent and Byron Lazine. What's up, guys? I am here with Eric Simon, The Broke Agent, and Byron Lazine, the co-founders of Broke Agent Media. Guys, welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. How's it going? And no one wants to say anything because they're like, I'll let Eric go first. I'm not going to let Eric go first. I'll jump. We started recording.
I'll jump right in there. This is fantastic opportunity for myself and Eric to be. Well, this is my second time on the Massive Agent Pod. I don't know about Eric.
Yeah, Eric's too.
My second time too. This is probably my favorite podcast I've been on. Dustin and I had a great conversation about Instagram strategy a few months ago, and excited to run it back and talk about the exact same thing. Let's do it.
The exact same thing. Yeah, right. I love that. Guys, welcome. And I, for real, I think we probably should have discussed this format of having two guests, which I've never done before. You guys are, you know, you've broken the glass ceiling on this show of one guest only. So congrats on that. Put that on your new website. But I want to have you on because you guys have just done something and launched something that's super freaking cool for the industry, Broke Agent Media. And, you know, you guys, this was your term for it. It's like the bar stool of the real estate industry. And I think that's so awesome. And it's not just for laughs. It's not just to be entertained, but agents need to be learning. They need to be knowing what's going on, not just in their market, but outside. They need to know about trends. They need to be up to date on social media trends for, you know, how did they get business for themselves. And there's really just been one or two outlets or sources of that, and it's kind of stale, you know, like good stuff, but it just kind of gets stale. And you guys smacked the industry on the ass and said, we're gonna add some personality to this. So whose idea was Broke Agent Media, you know, to take what you've done, Eric, with the Broke Agent on Instagram, which is freaking amazing. I met an agent the other day that did not know of Broke Agent yet. And what? I felt so cool. I had him follow you on the spot. We were golfing and they're like, how did I not know this? I'm like, I don't know. But how did you take it from? Oh, completely. No, it wasn't actually. No, it was joking. No, it was actually one of my best agents here in Utah.
One of your agents.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
I'm derelict in my duties. I know. What the hell? It should be part of our onboarding process.
Exactly.
Yeah. But how and why did you go from, you know, this awesome Instagram account to building a full-on media company?
Well, Byron and I have been having this conversation for, a couple of years now, where I always knew there was more to this brand than just the yaks and just the laughs. It really kind of evolved when I started doing ebooks and kind of, you know, Instagram, not coaching, but consulting, basically. And I knew I was really good at growing Instagram handles, and I really knew that I could help agents with that. So I really started evolving my content with ebooks and blog posts on other platforms. But I knew one thing that was really missing from this was how to keep agents informed. And Byron has always been my go-to source for that. He does a fantastic job at taking the news, breaking it down, making it in really bite-sized, consumable, entertaining fashion. And I was like, we need to combine forces here and actually turn this into a full-blown media company. So it's really been going on for a couple of years, but we launched April 18th, which is now a month ago. We're in week six, and it's been fantastic so far. It's been a great, great evolution of the Broke Agent brand.
Yeah, and uniquely, Eric obviously had built this brand over 7 years. 5 years ago, I actually started building a media company that has employees and writers and producers and editors. And so I had more of a behind-the-scenes media company that was working with, you know, teams and contractors and that kind of stuff on their brands. Eric, obviously, the captain of Clicks, had this incredible brand that was front-facing in the real estate industry. And so, you know, we put those two things together to create BAM. And you know, I like that you mentioned the Barstool Sports of real estate, Dustin, because that's exactly how we see this. As an analogy of how are people consuming information today? And so we're not a competitor to any old guard, but if the only option is to read information to get your real estate news, to get your what we call edutainment, you know, to get your humor in this industry, if your only option is to read it, it's only going to reach so many people in the industry. When you come to BAM, you can listen to our content. You can watch the content in long form, in short form. You can read our content. You can get your content only on social or on Broke Agent Media. You can get your content in a variety of different ways. So it meets today's consumer and it's social first.
You know, the way that you structured that, like I took that for granted. That just seems so normal that I could read it. I could watch a video. I could listen to a podcast, whatever I feel like that day or with that particular topic. That just seems so normal that I never really thought about it consciously that that was wise, you know, but you're right. Like looking at these other media companies, you can read it. And one of them has a podcast. So like you can actually listen to something every once in a while. So like they have a leg up, but I never really realized what the stunning lack of video content coming from those who are tasked with and self-appointed as of educating and informing agents.
Yeah.
There's no video.
Essentially no video content at scale, certainly not to the scale that BAM's doing it right now. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of others that come along and try to duplicate what we're doing. We're pretty pumped that we're, I guess, ahead of the curve. I mean, video has been, Top Ferries would talk about video for like 10 years straight, I feel like. And so, you know, our job is basically right now to build the biggest network of contributors in this industry. And so, you know, you look, if you go on BAM's website and you see the contributors that we have now, Eric's great at identifying talent, certainly from a humor perspective. In real estate, he's done that. He's kind of, made some kings out there on Instagram by just associating them with the broke agent handle over the years. So, you know, we're looking for a whole bunch of talent, whether it be podcast, you know, funny stuff on Instagram, writers, everything to live under the broke agent media network.
You know, I've only written one article for you guys, but I got to say, it was such a different experience than writing an article for Inman or Housing Wire or some of the others. You know, with Inman in particular, and I don't even mean this as criticism, it just is, but the reason that I wrote for them in the first place years ago was I wanted them to link back to my website to help the SEO and the domain authority of my website. That's why a lot of people contribute to other publications. So that was one of the main reasons. And they're like, nope, we don't do that. It's not something we do. I don't know if they've changed that since, but it was very difficult to get any reciprocation at all. And you guys were like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, what else can we do? Can we add this? Maybe we'll just embed the post in there. Let's add all your social handles. Let's do this. And you understand that by helping others, you're helping your brand in your business, and it's collaborative in nature and not this one-sided deal. And that was super cool. And I know that comes across in your content too. That's why you guys are stacked with the collaborators and the contributors that you guys have. Anyone who's anybody on Instagram or social media is a contributor or soon will be to BAM. And that's why there's such good shit all the time.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to really blow up our contributors and improve their brands. We want them, you know, we want to create an Instagram post out of their content. We want to share their stories to our content. We want to grow their Instagram following, their Facebook following, Twitter, whatever it is. We want them to feel like, okay, I'm not just writing to say, hey, I just wrote something for Broke Agent Media, but I'm writing knowing that it's going to grow my brand as well, and then in turn grow the BAM brand. So glad you recognize that. That's, you know, our initial goal with this for sure, is to just grow this massive contributor list.
Eric's done that with the Broke Agent handle already, right? You've seen a whole bunch of the contributors today have grown their Instagram, you know, specifically off of collaborating with Broke Agent content, whether it's, you know, Eric tagging them in a comment or, you know, collaborating on a post or whatever. The other unique thing, Dustin, that we made sure that we're, you know, different is that there's no paywall, right? So to your point about like linking out to people, not only are we going to link out to their Instagram post or to their website, but you're going to be able to access this if you're in the industry with no paywall ever. Like, we're not ever going to a login. You can write that down and quote me on it 10 years later. We're not going to a paywall site. It's not. We may have some, you know, some type of exclusive content or an event or something, but the bread and butter is going to have no paywall. Eric, does Miles want to say something? Does he want to chime in?
The Broke Agent pup.
There's a dog walker coming right now. My apologies.
It's all good.
Miles wants to get on the pod. The Broke Agent has a dog, folks.
He is human. Yes.
He's waving it off. I don't think Miles understands the wave, Eric.
No, we're good. Dog Walker.
Miles
is
left
here.
His fucks at the door.
Exactly.
Dustin, 230 episodes. How many people have been as rude to have their dog just interrupt the pod like that?
Oh, this is the height of rudeness and disrespect right here. Well, you're seeing it on episode 231.
Don't worry, the BAM studio is being built, and then I'm going to have a legit podcast studio, and this will never be an issue ever again. So, again, my apologies. All good. Yeah.
All good. Well, the power of your brand is real. You know, speculate for a minute, Eric. Would you be... I'm trying to think of how to word this, but had you not built this giant brand, would what you're doing today with Broke Agent Media even be possible? Or would you be doing it? Or is it really the power of the brand that's fueling everything?
It's definitely the power of the brand. I mean, it's the power of all the contributors too. I mean, Byron brings so much legitimacy as well, and everybody else that we brought on. But, you know, it really took 7 years of growing this brand into something that is legitimate. If I would have done this year two or year three when all I was doing was posting memes, I don't think anybody would have taken this seriously. But it really was this kind of slow roll evolution that got it to this point. And integrating the podcast about a year and a half ago over Ass with Matt Leonetti, where people could see my talents, you know, as a broadcaster and, you know, see that I actually had knowledge when it came to marketing and branding and social media, that provided that extra piece of legitimacy so they could see me in long form conversation. And then it also helped get on a bunch of contributors to BAM because we made all these connections through the podcast. So again, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when it was just kind of an Instagram page, not possible, but now certainly possible. And I think the Broke Agent brand is really helping agents, BAM especially, not only tactically, but helping them with social media, helping them give content ideas. Like all my articles are all about marketing and how agents can improve their branding and get more followers and what to post on Instagram. So it was always that extra level of, okay, can we be funny and provide value, where it's not the value, you're not just getting the value in laughter, but you're actually going to improve your business, you're going to improve your marketing, then it's going to become the most valuable brand in real estate, which I think we're well on our way to becoming.
Yeah, let's be clear, without the Broke Agent following, without the brand that was built up, this media company, this network of contributors, this takeover of the media landscape in real estate, not possible at all. I always refer to like the example of people that write books and they spend 3-4 years writing this book, but they spend 0 years building a brand or, you know, a following so that when they go out and sell the book, it becomes a New York Times bestseller. The best books, the New York Times bestsellers, are the ones that are the best marketed, right? That have a brand and a following and a reason for people to buy that book. I actually knew a writer when I started my real estate career, had an apartment above my first office, and she was so devastated when she released her first ever book that she had worked on for 4 years because nobody bought it because she spent no time following, but she knew the book was so great, right? So if we took like my media company and tried to launch BAM without the Broke Agent brand and the whole entire following that Eric has built, it wouldn't have worked, despite the fact that we have the best writers and some of the best video. Like, we have some of the best video editors in real estate right now. I mean, we are a freaking content warship cutting up these clips. We did a real word with Tom Ferry last week, and Courtney, his marketing manager, was like, how do you guys have that clip up 2 hours like after the pod? How is that even possible? Because we are freaking gritty. We understand social media marketing better than anybody. I mean, TF's got a huge marketing team, right? Mm-hmm. But they couldn't even fathom how we spit out a clip that hit 2 hours after the pod went live. Same day, recorded in Dallas, podcast goes live, blog written, and Instagram clips are up. So we understand that better than anybody, but just because we have the talent doesn't mean we would have been successful trying. And you know, anybody can have as much talent as they want, but if you don't have the following to connect to it, you're just not going to get as far.
An engaged following too, following that trusts, you know, me and trusts the brand. I mean, there was nothing I really tried to sell this following for years. There was nothing I did that would ever you know, sacrifice the word of my brand. It was all about building trust and just giving them free content, free content, free content. And, you know, it's all these relationships, again, that I've established by doing not just my podcast, but by going on other podcasts, going to networking events, going to all these conferences, meeting people. So it's all this equity that I've built up with people and that Broke Agent has and that Byron has and that all of our contributors too, where it's like, okay, now I will click on a link to a blog post. Because it takes a lot of conditioning for people to actually jump mediums and to actually click something. And, you know, Byron jokes, I'm the captain of clicks, Dr. Clickstein, which I certainly am. I'm definitely good at driving traffic. But, you know, that's, you didn't see that early on. Like, now I have something that I'm linking to kind of on a daily by daily basis. But before, it's just like, let's just give them free content. All these stories, I'll put up 15, 20 Instagram stories. It's all just for you, for humor. And then I'm going to get DMs. I'm going to meet those people. They're going to get to know me better, get to know the brand better. And then that way they're going to click on an article. It's been a long game.
It has. And it's super impressive. But the underlying lesson here for agents is the best agent is the best known agent. Okay, the agent that sells the most is not the best. It's not the one who knows the contract the best or has all the addenda memorized.
Or where's the pen?
Exactly. It's how many people know that agent and remember them when the time is right to make a hiring decision. And that's everything. So marketing is everything. Byron, don't you think Eric is super freaking underrated? You know, I think a lot of people that don't know you or haven't properly listened to your podcast. Properly.
Great.
anyone that has not listened to your podcast or read your articles, they see what you post on Instagram and they don't know that you have a business mind. They don't know that you're strategic. They don't know that you understand marketing as deeply as you do. And it's cool. I've learned a lot from your Instagram tips, the stuff you post on Broke Agent Media, even just the stuff that you put in your stories or just like these little teeny hacks or tricks or things you've learned, you know, that you have so much data behind that I don't have that kind of data. And I'm like, wait, that makes sense. Let's try that. And what do you know? Like, the shit works. So you're underestimated.
Yeah, he's underestimated in the sense that people look at the Broke Agent account and are like, there's all these, you know, other meme accounts. But the reason why the Broke Agent is way more engaged, like Eric said before, that the following is engaged, the following trusts Eric, the Broke Agent, is because he really does study the craft of being ahead of the curve on Instagram or any of these social platforms. Like, you know, we do a walkthrough and he's quoting the Instagram CEO because he's studying this stuff. He's looking at what the changes are so that he can react to them. He's testing different, whether it's the video hack he shared on a previous walkthrough, like instead of just putting up the tweet as a static image, putting it up as a video for 2 seconds, there's all these different A/B testing routines that Eric's going through. And then, like on your point on the business stuff, he is a true visionary to, you know, being able to see where the future is. And a couple years ago when we started talking about this media company, like really being thoughtful, you know, about the approach into all the different opportunities that come with it, whether it's our own products or sponsorships, affiliates, and how we're going to go about that and how we're going to stay true to the brand when we decided to go into that.
Well, I'm flattered. Thanks. Perfect. Thanks, fellas. This is the nicest podcast I've been on. Yeah, exactly. But to Byron's point, I just want to piggyback off that real quick. I do. I don't just study it by going on Instagram, even though that's 50% of it, is actually seeing what's happening from a trend perspective or looking at the Instagram CEO. But I watch YouTube videos almost religiously about Instagram strategy and YouTube strategy. And you could find this, just literally type in, you know, 10 ways to grow on Instagram. There's a guy named Josh Ryan that I follow that comes out with a video once every couple days just about Instagram strategy and whatever is happening with the algorithm. And then the YouTube algorithm recommends me other people that are doing the same thing. So I'm watching hours of content just in the background while I'm producing content of how to get more views, how to get more clicks on your Instagram page. So it is a lot of studying that goes into it. And you can't do it by just publishing. Like, you have to consume so much and see what other people are doing.
Eric and I are similar in the sense of, like, when we are both consuming content, whether it could be anybody out there. You know, Eric and I would be like, hey, did you just see that podcast that the Nelk boys did? They were talking about this element of their business. Or it could be a port, like Eric's laughing, but we do this all the time. Like, hey, did you see this pod? Like, they're talking about positioning content, or, you know, how they're engaging with a sponsor or whatever. And so even while we're consuming, we're always thinking, like, how can we bring that back into BAM, help the business grow? And you know, a lot, some people will just sit there and just consume, just to consume, and that's fine. But when we are consuming, we're looking, what's the angle? How can we use this?
That's right. The best content creators are the best content consumers, because you're taking inspiration from what others are doing and putting your own spin on it. And even if it's like the lighting, that you're like, oh, I like the lighting. I like the position of their microphone. I like how they're sitting. I like the camera angle. I like how the format of the video. And when you're, yeah, most people think you're just scrolling through your phone, and you know, we all mindlessly do that every once in a while, but I do it to learn. I do it to learn something new. I still get my fix of mindless scroll, but I pick up shit that I can add to my own stuff and make it better. Go ahead.
No, it annoys me when people are like, oh, you shouldn't be consuming anything. You should just be creating, right? But I've become so much of a better creator by consuming. It's such a garbage comment. It's like people that are like think they're, you know, such natural goddamn creators. I learned so much about creating content by consuming content as well. Now you have to be, you know, you've got to have that mindset that when you are consuming, you're picking stuff, you're taking notes. Oh man, that's the way to do this, whatever it may be. But this whole thing about like, don't go on there and consume, just create. It's just not true. I mean, one of the best shows out there is when he does it maybe once a month, when Gary Vee does that 4 D's. I don't know if you've ever seen that I don't even know the name, but it's 4 D's, where he'll have 10 entrepreneurs come in. Handsome Homebuyer was on this, actually, Eric. I don't know if you know.
He was?
That. Yeah, he was on 4 D's. Handsome Homebuyer, shout out.
That's great.
To the Handsome Homebuyer, who's a BAM contributor. But these are like real in-the-dirt contributors that are asking Gary questions, and then he's responding with real, like, business answers. It's just great content. I love that. I always learn, you know, it's a 1 hour thing. I'm always learning when I consume that. Or to your point, Dustin, just like looking at a TikTok and like, ooh, we should be positioning our copy like that, or that's a great way to deliver a hook. There's a lot you can learn by looking at other creators.
Yeah, just picking up the audio. This is how I get so much of my content, is I screenshot stuff that I see on TikTok and Instagram Reels and put it in a special folder on my phones, or write it down in my notes section, or I have like a to-do list up where I say, you know, look back at this TikTok. This is how I could put a real estate twist on it. I got lunch with an agent a couple weeks ago. I told this on OverAsk, and he's, you know, in his 60s, and he posts a lot on Instagram, but he doesn't consume anything. So his feed is still really just sold, just listed. And he has no idea what's going on with Instagram Reels. He has no idea what sort of content is out there, because he's only publishing. So I'm doing an ebook on this, actually, called A Post Prescription, that actually goes into detail of like how much realtors should consume, how much you should DM, and actually breaks it down by minutes and hours throughout your entire day. And it's basically like a little, you know, doctor prescription of what you should do. And you have to spend 30 minutes to an hour every day consuming on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok to at least get what sort of post styles you like, see what's trending, and see what sort of topics you want to cover. Because if you don't do that and you're just kind of posting into a black hole, you're never going to evolve.
Right. You're not improving unless you're, you know, looking at the data and taking inspiration from what others are doing well. You guys hear this all the time from agents that they know that they need to be content creators. They know that they need to become a content creator to be successful as an agent moving forward, if anyone's going to know who the hell they are. But probably the number one pushback, or the number one reason, aka excuse, why they don't is, I don't know what to post. I don't know what to do a video about. I don't know what to do. Well, you don't need to invent some new concept. There's how many millions and millions and millions of videos out there that have already been done and done well, that you can just watch, take inspiration from, and put your own spin on, do your own version of. Like, it takes all the pressure off, but it starts with that intentionality, right? You have to be consuming to learn or to get ideas from. I think.
Well, you could. Some of the best content is just just reacting to TikToks and Instagram Reels. I love that feature, like just reacting to somebody else's stuff. And so you play the first 3 to 10 seconds of theirs, and then you're reacting on the other side of it. I mean, that is literally some of the best TikTok content that there is out there.
One of my best performing reels is a hot girl in a bathing suit dancing around, and then I pop in right afterwards and basically act like I'm showing a house. It's that like hook. Remixes, by the way, are super underutilized on Instagram right now. They crush it on TikTok, but I think this is – I see a lot of agents that are now starting to do it, but everybody should be utilizing that remix feature way more.
I remember that video, Eric. Yeah. I thought it was so funny. There was that Brazilian babe or whatever. She's dancing. And then you're like, well, now that I have your attention, let me.
Yeah. Welcome to my 2-bed, 3-bath. Yeah, exactly. Just acting like my own apartment's a listing. But, you know, it's a good example of what to do. And I've seen another guy do this too recently. He said the exact same thing. It's like, now that I have your attention, here's this real estate course that I'm talking about. So he used that exact same video. Not the exact same video, but that exact same concept. So, you know, if you want to get people to watch, have a hot girl in your video for 2 or 3 seconds, and then you should be good. Byron, we should just put that at the beginning of every BAM clip. I think that would crush. Yeah.
Every video.
every single video.
The thumbnails. So all the thumbnails on your grid would just be.
It's like all girls.
Yeah. It's like the swimsuit edition back in the 90s.
Exactly.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Yes. Hot homes of America or something.
Great way to get canceled, Eric.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I was driving, well, this was a while ago, but I took a picture of it because I thought it was so genius. Somebody was doing a yard sale, and they just wrote on the top of the sign, sex. Mm-hmm. Now that I have your attention, yard sale, 123 Main Street, Saturday from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
And the attention, come by my garbage.
Yes, exactly. And it was probably one of the best attended yard sales in history. I stopped to take a picture of the sign, but no, I did not go to the yard sale.
Get an Instagram story.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's posted. Yeah, that's a solid one. Eric, one of the things I was going to ask you was, why do you think that your content, that broke agent content, has worked so well over the years and you've grown so much? But I think we just spent the last 15 minutes explaining why. You know, you're intentional. It's not just about being funny. It's about, you know, taking it further than that and engaging with those that engage with you. Anything else you can add to that?
Yeah.
Know, why you think that your brand has been so successful when there's lots of other people posting funny shit.
Yeah. I touched upon this a little bit already, but staying trending with your post style and your topics is extremely important. Anytime there's something viral that's going on, whether it's, you know, the Elon Musk Twitter situation or, you know, 50 Cent doing abs at the Super Bowl, or it's a Pete Davidson meme, or anything viral moment that I could latch onto. It's called trend jacking. We have a great blog post now on Broke Agent Media about it. That does wonders for your content, whether it's a trending audio, a trending post style, or actually a trending topic. So I've always been really good at making sure I'm staying relevant, and even macro trends. So obviously we're in a seller's market right now. If I was posting content that wasn't relevant to that and talking about like dead open houses nonstop, that content wouldn't be relatable. So I try to coast with the trends that's going on in the real estate market, the world, the general mood. You know, like the pandemic content was honestly a fun time for me, as awful as that sounds, just because I got an entire new wave of content about people working from home and not being able to see showings or not be able to see actual houses and signing PEED forms and just kind of all the, you know, funny content that comes out of showing a house with a mask on, basically. So that was like a whole new wave of content. So that's, you know, really important for every content creator is to stay trending topically and in your posting style. And then to elaborate further on the posting style aspect of it, Instagram is constantly changing. Social media is constantly changing. You'll see less and less memes on my page because memes don't perform that well anymore. It's not organic content. Instagram even came out, the CEO recently, saying that non-organic content will be suppressed. You're not going to reach more people with it. You're not going to go on the explore page. So it's all about vertical video. It's all about Instagram reels. And it's all about creating your own content. So you see a lot more tweets from me, just kind of inner monologue stuff, because that's never been posted. So that's not a meme. It's still, you know, kind of meme style because it's like a funny, you know, bite-sized static image, But I'm always evolving with what's going on. If Instagram comes out with reels or collabs or remixes or something like that, you have to stay on top of that. Other pages that don't make it, whether they're in real estate or somewhere else, it's because they're just still doing the exact same thing. And if you don't evolve, you're just not going to have your stuff showed to anybody.
Right. How have you evolved since this new algorithm change? And how has the algorithm change on Instagram affected your traffic? You know, I think there's a lot of people that maybe don't know that it happened, but I noticed my reels were starting to get, you know, 10 to 12,000 views. And then all of a sudden, they slashed 90% off that. And I was getting 1,000 or 1,200 all of a sudden. It's come back a little bit, but what's going on?
It has. Well, the last 3 or 4 weeks, anytime Instagram does an update, I think all content gets suppressed. My engagement dropped like 50% the last 3 weeks and kind of picked up a little bit more last week. But, you know, we always just try to look for hacks, like the, you know, one Byron mentioned earlier, because they want video content. You can screen record a tweet or a meme, have it go for 1 second, and then post that. So Instagram thinks it's a video. And then you get the retention of that video looping and looping and looping. So people will end up, while they're reading the tweet, they're watching the video 100 plus times. And then that gets shared to a bunch of people. So I'm always looking for little hacks like that. But it's really just, you have to keep evolving. With reels, I need to do way more original reels of just myself, because that's what content they want the most. Even if I'm ripping a video and putting a caption on it and doing a trending song, Instagram still recognizes that that was content that was ripped from somewhere else and will probably slash a few views off of that, as opposed to it being completely organic content. So I need to make that shift. But obviously, for someone who's pumping out so much volume like myself, you know, I need to basically just carve out an hour in a week with an actual ring light. You know, wait for my fiance to not be in the apartment, and then I can actually record some videos as well, because it's embarrassing if I'm just sitting there recording myself doing real estate skits by myself.
Oh, I feel that. Yeah. Byron, what have you seen? I mean, you're one hell of a content creator as well. Your TikTok is blowing up, your Instagram, like really, really high quality stuff. And I learned something from every single one of your videos. So if you guys aren't following Byron on Instagram and TikTok, make sure that you do. What have you seen with the latest algorithm tweak?
On Instagram, specifically?
Yeah.
I've definitely noticed that. I think that there's this thought about trying to create one or two great pieces a week. I think that's awful advice. I think with the tweak, you've got to feed it as often as you possibly can. So if that's two a day, my account has grown a lot since I started going to two a day, right? And so, you know, unless you're going to have, what's that?
Two posts a day
or more, you know, 2 to 3 posts a day. If you want any chance of like really growing that non-follower reach, right? So if you look at your insights, you want to grow non-follower reach on Instagram, you better be uploading more than, you know, once a week, unless you have some knack for like really hitting a viral video. The only people in real estate that I see that have that knack are the ones that are collaborating with the broke agent account. So if you don't have that luxury,
Paige Steckling, 8 million. She crushes.
Paige did it. She did it. Yep. Absolutely. And so she hit a trendy song and a trend or whatever, right, on that Instagram reel, and it took off. But Paige, to my point, she's putting up a TikTok and a reel every single day.
Yeah.
So she had that one that went to 8 million. She's got a whole bunch, obviously, that are 20,000 views plus, but she's not afraid of having a 5,000 view Instagram reel. She's putting out a lot of content. And so what I'd say is the algorithm doesn't care that you might have a flop reel. Your next reel is your next at bat. And that's what they've taken from TikTok, is that everything is going to be based off of that next piece of content. So keep putting out more and more content, because that's going to increase your chances of getting something to go on a run and get more of this non-follower reach, which is what you want to grow your account.
Yeah, it's all suggested posts now. My feed is like 50% accounts I don't follow. And that's one of the major changes to the algorithm update. So you have to be consciously producing content that is for a larger audience. If you're just producing content for your Utah following, that's great for your actual clientele. But if you're actually trying to reach those non-followers, no one's going to care about really what's happening in the Salt Lake market that's outside of Salt Lake. So you always have to be consciously doing content for your specific market and then content for other realtors and for, you know, every buyer and seller in America or the world.
I don't know if Eric... I think we talked about it once, but I've noticed that since I stopped using hashtags, I've actually seen my account go to a broader reach. I don't know if there's something to that on both TikTok and Instagram. I'm not, maybe one out of every 10 posts I'm using hashtags, but you know, hashtags can kind of like constrict you to that audience that you're, if you're selecting specific hashtags. So it might even be more beneficial to do away with hashtags because you may not be selecting the right ones to reach a broader audience, because then Instagram's like, okay, they didn't use hashtags, so let's serve this up to, you know, a couple levels of audiences. It does well, we'll make it bigger, but we're not going to constrict it to just hashtag real estate, which is, you know, very noisy anyway.
I rarely touch hashtags anymore, and if you do, you have to do it very post specific. But yeah, I think you might be right about that. It's possible that you are constricting your content to those hashtags, but there's not one creator or, you know, YouTuber that I listen to right now that is talking about hashtags as a legitimate strategy anymore to actually grow your following.
And if you do come across somebody talking about hashtag strategy, they are living in 2019.
Yeah.
So I just heard somebody doing like a, you know, a training as a social media expert, and they're talking about hashtag strategy. I'm like, this person hasn't evolved.
Yeah.
Like, this person has not like tapped into what's worth. They just got lazy on like the automation of making money on training people on Instagram. And they're literally stealing money at this point, like teaching you Canva and hashtags.
Yeah.
That doesn't work on today's Instagram.
No. Copying those 30 hashtags either. If you are going to do hashtags, do 3 to 5 and keep them very post specific. Do not have an entire, you know, 30 plus hashtag block on your phone, hashtag realtor, hashtag real estate, hashtag love, whatever, and put that in your comments. That's going to do absolutely nothing besides hurt you at this point.
Hashtag bam.
Hashtag well, bam, exactly. Yeah, it'll crush you. It'll
bring you all the spam and bot accounts.
I mean, I get those regardless. Those are ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, the hashtag real estate, and then people wonder, why do I get so many spammy DMs?
Exactly. You'll get all the crypto
hashtag
bots.
Hashtag the massive agent. Do you know Eric's nickname for you, Dustin?
What? Oh, I got to hear this. What?
The massive agent? Has he not said this to you?
Of course I've said it, Dustin. I call you the massive asshole. Before. Yeah, the massive asshole. I say it jokingly, though, of course, because you're the nicest guy.
You're the nicest guy in real estate.
Yeah.
And it's such a terrible.
But it's just so funny to say.
I've heard worse. But that explains now the random hashtag massive asshole shirt that I got in the mail with no return address.
That was
no card.
Exactly.
Okay. I thought it was maybe from like an ex-girlfriend or something.
Yep.
That's all good. Love it. Love it. Guys, this is, I know we talked about Broke Agent Media, and that's why I wanted to have you on, but, you guys do social media so well, and this, we ended with a masterclass on how to do it right today. I was in Boston for a mastermind last weekend with like some very high level influencers in real estate investment and the entrepreneur world. And one of them was doing a class on growing your Instagram. And this dude has like 1.5 million followers or something. And he's talking about doing paid collaborations and shout outs and, you know, all the hashtags and how you can use 30, so you should. And I'm like, that's how you grew your account 5 years ago or 3 years ago. Like, that's not most of what he was talking about was garbage, and people are just eating it up. And I'm like, he hasn't done that recently, you know? So it's important to know who you're getting the information from and when they did that stuff.
And it's important to anybody with that big of a following, it's important to look at the engagement.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I would always ask you to look at that person's engagement, especially if you're thinking about, you know, paying for something that they're promoting. Look at their engagement based off of 1 million, based off of 225,000, based off of whatever they've got.
Yeah, paid collabs do nothing. Like, if you're going to pay someone to promote you, you're just picking up followers from that account that don't even care about seeing your content. Unless it's a very real estate specific to real estate specific, that'll work. But otherwise, you're just picking up followers, and that's just going to crush your engagement because those followers aren't going to care about what you're posting. So you're just going to have a bigger number of followers, less engagement, and then you're going to reach nobody on your future posts.
Right. I'd rather see you take that money and go to an influencer in your city and be like, hey, I'll pay you to literally come into the office and do some reels with me and my agents and like be in our content and share it on your story so that if they're local to your city and they're influential and they have a bigger following, that's better money spent like actually having them come and create real content with you.
That's so important for people to know. I still see people that look at the number of followers and think that tells a story. Like it tells a story, but it doesn't tell the whole story. You know, you look at a real estate influencer with like 225,000 followers and, you know, I, with my less than 4,000, am getting as much engagement on a post as he is. So interesting, you know, just doesn't tell the full story. So glad you guys mentioned that. Well, guys, I appreciate being on the show. What is coming up for Broke Agent Media? Anyone who has not visited the site or followed Broke Agent Media on social, what's coming? What should they be looking forward to?
There's a lot coming. I don't know if the Massive Agent podcast is coming or not.
Oh, shit. You put me on the spot on my own show. Yes, it's something that we're open to, of course.
Definitely, you know, new shows are coming. So we're going to continue to, you know, we have a show every single day, Monday through Friday. Right now there is a show and there's more coming. There'll be, I bet you by this time next year, it'll probably be 15 to 20 shows when you go on to BAM, whether that's long or short form content. We've got event. We've got a big event.
Yep.
Coming.
The BAMies.
The BAMies. So that's we will be your place for recapping the entire year in real estate content creation when we launch the BAMies. What else do we have coming in the short term, Eric?
I mean, incredible guests coming on our podcast. We have events. We have conferences in the works, hopefully in the future. We have happy hours. You know, we really want to be everywhere, but mostly it's just about growing. It's posting, you know, 10, 15 blogs a day. That's where we're going to be soon. It's going to be having, you know, 50 to 100 contributors. It's going to be, you know, new shows, organic content. So it's going to be fantastic.
And some of this cool stuff comes up, Dustin, if I can do a shameless plug here, go on brokeagentmedia.com, sign up for the email newsletter, and you won't miss any of the new and exciting stuff that's coming.
Shameless but warranted. And wherever you're, if you guys are listening to the podcast, click into the show notes. We're going to have Byron and Eric's social media handles. We'll have the Broke Agent handles and links. And if you're watching on YouTube, just go into the description. Same thing there. Guys, I really appreciate you coming on the show. And more than that, I appreciate the content that you're doing for our industry. You know, you found a way to connect with agents while educating them and, you know, helping them to understand what's going on that they probably wouldn't have otherwise. So you're actually contributing to, we've been kissing ass all episodes, so I'm going to end with some kiss ass. you're contributing to a better educated force of agents. And I think that's just a great thing. So keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome.
It's great for everybody. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having us on.
Yes. Talk to you guys soon. So now that you have this new source of information, a new source to get news from, a new source to learn tips and tricks and strategies from the top creators, the top influencers within the industry, and me, you have a place to get all that now, and you just learned some content strategies to help you grow. So naturally, you're going to start getting a bunch of business. Your content's going to start hitting, it's going to start growing, you're going to start getting some traction, and it's going to snowball in the right direction, which will naturally lead to business. As your business increases, you're going to need to have a handle on it. You're going to need to be able to grow with your growth. I see agents a lot that they focus so much on one thing to get a bunch of new business in the door, and then it works. All right? Look, this is a problem, but it's a great problem. When all of a sudden it works and you get an influx of business all at once, it's a great problem, but it's still a problem if you're not expecting it or if you can't handle it. You have to be able to handle this new influx of business, because if you don't, that can crush you. You could end up worse off than before if you drop the ball with three different transactions and you piss people off and they lose earnest money and all this stuff, and you stopped doing the stuff that got you busy in the first place. So after you close these few deals, you've got nothing. And you have less than nothing because you've pissed off the clients and there's no referrals coming from them anymore. So how do you handle and stay on top of this influx of business? You need to go get Follow-Up Boss. If you want to have a platform that just handles the shit for you in a way that's easy to understand, very user-friendly, has a great mobile app, an actual app, not just a mobile-friendly website, you need to go use Follow-Up Boss, because the top producers in the industry already do. All the top teams, all the independent brokerages, all the anyone who's selling a shitload of homes at any high level, they're already using Follow-Up Boss. So if you're not, you're literally at a disadvantage. Like, it's like you're trying to beat them at the game they're already winning at with one hand tied behind your back, because you're being cheap or because you just haven't taken the time to look at what else is out there. So be cheap for the next 30 days, because Follow-Up Boss is going to give you a 30-day free trial of the platform. So you can see why all the top producers in the industry use it. Why is everyone who's ahead of you, why are they already using Follow-Up Boss? Now you can check it out. All you have to do to get the 30-day free trial, and by the way, leave your wallet in your pocket. You don't need it. Leave the credit card in your purse. You don't need it. They don't even ask for your credit card with this trial. All you have to do to claim it is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss and get it, and then use it. And I promise you, once you actually use it and start to see how it's put together and how it's kind of like to a Trello board with post-it notes, and it flows so easily together, and the mobile app is just awesome. It's a whole new level of organization, a whole new level of task lists and action plans, and you're going to maybe for the first time feel like you're actually on top of your shit, like you're actually on top of your business, and that you are in control rather than it, you know, stuff just kind of coming at you from every which direction. But go take advantage of the 30-day free trial. I don't know how much longer they're going to be offering that. So go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss today and join in and use what all the top producers are already using. You may as well also, if you aspire to be one. It's kind of how it works. So thank you, Follow-Up Boss, once again for being a great partner of our industry and for sponsoring the show and hooking up our audience with the best of the best platform to manage an agent's business. So guys, if you learned something today, if you found this episode interesting, if you found it entertaining, if you learned something, please share it with somebody so that they can learn too. Share it with someone so that they can get the value that you did. Don't keep it to yourself. It also helps us to grow the show. Okay. It's something that I would appreciate your help with. I keep coming at you, 231 straight episodes, totally free. But we don't charge you for these. All we ask in return is that you help us to spread the word. Help us to reach new people, new agents, and to, if you've been impacted positively, let's help some other agents be positively impacted in their business as well. Please share the show with them. That's all we ask. And, take a screenshot, put it in your stories, send a link to the episode, send it in email to your team, Facebook group, whatever you need to do. But if you are listening, if you're still listening to this part right here, you get value from the show. Like, you wouldn't have listened to this whole damn thing up to right now if you weren't getting something from it. So pay it forward with other agents within the industry. That's all we ask. And it helps us as well to continue to bring great guests every single week. We'll be back next week with episode 232. And I appreciate you listening. Take care, guys.